Visiting today with Pleasantville head boys varsity golf coach Sheldon Card to talk about their 2026 season so far. Coach, you know, you look at your last few meets, you coming off a meet at Pella on Thursday, then you had a West Central Conference Triangular before that, and then a Mohawk Classic meet at Albia Country Club before that. Just kind of walk me through these last three meets.
Yeah, you know, we definitely, every track coach, golf coach is probably going to talk about the same thing right now, trying to get some consistent weather to help people out. It just hasn't been all that friendly lately, but, you know, proud of the boys. Busy time of the year with everything going on with schooling and baseball, softball starting soon. And it takes a grind, to be honest, to miss this much school. And so proud of what we're accomplishing. But we'll go back to down at Albia. And that's the first time I had been to that course. And I was very, very happy with how we treated that course and how we reacted to things. Lincoln Card ended up being medalist in a one hole playoff, which was very fun, fun atmosphere. And then our Trojan team came in first out of, I believe, 13 teams, shooting the 314. So a very nice day for us there. Again, a unique course. It played pretty wet because all the rain we had down south. But overall, it was a very nice day for the group. And to continue on, I think we posted, if I can find this quick, yes, I think we posted 7 of the top 8 scores that day. So that, or excuse me, we posted in the top 7 with 4 of our guys, Lincoln Card, Hudson Fernal, Kane Brent, and Kaylor Jones. All had a very nice day there. And then we traveled to Panorama on Tuesday. And Panorama is, I would very much consider it like a Boss Landing type course, where it's not a Pleasantville, it's not an Albia, not a Knoxville course. It just plays very unique. And there's some holes where if you don't lay up to a certain spot, you can get in a lot of trouble. And we did find some trouble, but unfortunately, we also won that meet shooting a 174. Our boys shot, which is not, you know, a number that we would consider very great. But again, it's a challenging course. It was not super nice out again, as we've had all along. But Kane Brent was a medalist. And I believe that was his first medalist, so that was great, especially when we can – I think that's 4 different times we've had a different medalist on our team. So anytime you can do something like that with 4 different guys, you've got a pretty special team. But Kane shot a 38, which was 2 over par, winning by 3 strokes over second place. But we shot a 174, good enough to beat Ogden and Panorama, Easton Cox, Lincoln Card, and Colin Giles. Who was filling in for an injured Kaylor Jones right now. So it's kind of fun when you got about 8 different guys that might be able to score on any given day. Thursday, we go over to Boss Land, and then I want to thank Pella and the Pella Dutch for hosting us, because we were a last-second add-on trying to make up for our Van Meter and Des Moines Christian outing. And you can't play courses like that enough, because you get to use every club in your bag, and you have to shape what you're going to do, and you have to think out what you're going to do beforehand. But very competitive golf meet with Pella, Knoxville, North Polk, Solon, Waverly, Shell Rock, us, and Albia. And we came in 6th, but shot 349, and never disappointed when you look at pretty good 3A schools. So I don't consider that a bad thing. Lincoln Card was our top score, shooting a 79. And if you're breaking 80 on that course, you're doing something well. And then we were rounded out by Kane Brent shooting an 87, Easton Cox with a 91, and Hudson Fernal with a 92. So overall, you know, every one of us had 2 or 3 strokes we could have bettered ourselves on. But that course can eat you up mentally and physically, even with all the demanding holes walking. But yeah, so we're getting closer to the end here, which is always an exciting time. Never want to wish your time away, but we're getting to that point where postseason is a thought.
Coach, too, you know, we talked about before the season started about just kind of the diversity of your roster, the fact that, and you just mentioned a little bit ago, you have a lot of different guys that can come away with low scores for the day. You know, it seems like that kind of is unique in the fact of a two-way school. You guys have so many different talented golfers on your team. What do you feel is the biggest advantage of that?
Well, yeah, it I think, you know, a lot of times if you're putting subs in mentally, other people in all sports can just, you know, kind of think, you know, today's not going to be our day because of who we had to bring. And I don't think that's us at all. So Colin Giles and Thaddeus Mesker both have played varsity golf now for us. And we had a little sickness with Cash Glutwijk, and he was gone for a few days. So those guys are willing to step up right away, excited to face it. And for a couple of those guys, their first big course is Boss Landing, or for Thaddeus, it was Tuesday at Panorama. And those just aren't places that most people just show up and play. So very happy with what we have. And again, if anybody can be in that top four score for us and have seven or eight guys be able to do that, once again, I like where we're at when we put it all together.
You know, with four regular season meets left for the year, you know, what is kind of your approach to those meets in terms of trying to maybe clean some things up or sharpen some things up as you, you know, get towards the postseason? And this was a team that was awfully close to making it to state last year.
Yeah, you know, that's the whole thing is trying to figure out. We always talk about how to make that hard bogey, and people hear bogey and think negatively. But if you can make that hard bogey instead of getting a double or a triple, and then you have two or three guys all doing that, you know, that's how you can come in first or second in a lot of those meets. And it's just that mentality of we're all going to have bad shots. You know, pro golfers do the same, and you can't make up for it in your next swing. It just doesn't happen. So you got to be able to play strategically and emotionally okay for you to be able to accomplish that. And, you know, those are the biggest things, reading greens and trying to make good putts, which is always a struggle for anybody. But yeah, that's our focus, is just what can we do for our team to eliminate that bad hole, and that will help us the most as a team.
Coach, kind of before we close, you know, you have a triangular on Friday, but then next week, you know, kind of two big meets back-to-back on Monday and Tuesday. You'll have a Washington meet there with a lot of teams and a lot of talented teams. And then, you know, always a big one is the West Central Conference meet. Just kind of expectations going into those two events.
Yeah, just trying to fine-tune yourself. And, you know, playing two tough courses back-to-back is challenging for anybody. That's going to be what it takes at the state tournament level. You know, that's what you're doing. So that's kind of how we prepare for it, is considering it, you know, like the junior state meet, where we got to show up and figure out what to do next. And you just, again, hope for a little sun and maybe not 20-mile-an-hour wind, but treating it like we're at the state tournament. You're playing with teams that are at the state tournament every year, so how to handle yourself when other people are playing really well versus when you need to get something going, or you're the one that's playing really well and they're following you. But mostly a mentality.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always, and, you know, best of luck as you go through kind of this last stretch of the regular season.
Appreciate it. Thanks for your support as always.